questions that could reveal your purpose in life? What if there were questions that could surface the change most meaningful to you? And what if answering those questions would give you the power to ignite? Welcome to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. These are big conversations that lead to self-discovery. Together, let's embark on the leader's journey and ignite meaningful change. We all make commitments every day, all kinds of them. Some of them we keep, others we don't. Maybe not intentionally, but it's easy to get swept up or distracted by something else, or to find there's just not enough time to do it. But fulfilling our commitments matters to our own integrity and to the ability of others to be able to trust that we will do what we say we'll do and by when. That's especially true for leaders. When they fail to fulfill commitments, others' trust in them can erode quickly and irreparably. And when that happens, why would they act to help a leader realize the meaningful change? Leaders therefore need to make and fulfill their commitments impeccably. In this episode, Jonathan is asked to make the highest form of commitment. Can he do it? Jonathan, before you answer this next Unify question, I want to put it in a little bit of context. So if you recall, two questions ago, you were asked what request you could make of them, and you were asked to make it more explicit in terms of a what by when, yeah? And the last question you posed the question, what could you offer them? So contrast to request, what could you offer them? What by when? So the last question on offer introduced the speech act of making offers. And offers, as we've discussed, are really important. One of the things that they do as you make them in various ways is to convey to those you are inviting into your collective that come on in, I am here for you, and I have your backs. I have your back. As we together disrupt the status quo, meaningfully challenge it, and destabilize ourselves, we are individually and collectively together leaving what we know to create what we don't know yet. No meaning what is familiar to us. So an offer that ensures that they know you are all of the things you've addressed in your various offers in the last conversation, that you are there, you're going to acknowledge, celebrate, reassure, all of those various things. And that, you, as you said, the broader offer is for them to be able to contribute to something that is meaningful to them. What an opportunity. And then create it together and where they feel they belong. All of those beautiful aspects of an offer. This question is getting to a form of offer. When we make, do you remember we spoke about how we make commitments through our language? So we spoke about how when you see someone and you say, let's go for lunch, that is a commitment that can change that person's social reality and yours in a number of ways. One of which is when you see them and say, let's go for lunch, they could go back and find a date and then reserve that date. So that's a small example of changing someone's social reality, but it still does. And then, of course, your failure to follow through on that commitment you made can erode their trust in you. their belief in you, their faith in you. And so that can change your social reality, your dynamic with them. Now, we make commitments through language. So when we make a request of someone or when we make an offer, those are both commitments. An offer is a powerful thing. I mentioned that particularly when I assess an initial communication when I'm working with a client, there's rarely an offer in it, anywhere in it. There can be a 45-minute speech or a two-hour presentation or interview or whatever, and it rarely features an offer to the individuals they're speaking to. So an offer is important for a whole bunch of reasons. Shows your own commitment, shows again, you have their backs, you know what they care about, you know what they need, and you are committing to providing it for them proactively. Proactively. It's an act of service. Offers, however, exist in different degrees. And you can see that, right? You could offer to open the door for someone, and they may not expect that, and they would appreciate it. You can offer them any single offer that you listed in our last conversation is a big offer. The highest level of offer, the one with the greatest magnitude of commitment, is a promise. Now please answer, pose and answer the next Unify question.
What can you promise them and by when? What commitment can you make to them that you absolutely promise to fulfill by a particular time or date? As you've just said, it's the higher level here. It's the ultimate offer, as you say. It's also, there's something very personal about it. When you were talking about offer and request, making an offer, making a request, I think you've got it written down within the cards. I think that they are part of an exchange.
Yes.
Between the leader and the collective, there is an exchange there. This is different. There is something unique and very personal about the promise. I'm going to work my way there because we're now in a place where the vision is in the world.
Yes.
Launched. We're in the early phases. We've talked about organizing the work, people starting to contribute. What that means is we are in a world, the only world that we have, the one that we're aware of, which is full of uncertainty. Unpredictability, unpredictable events. So I'm looking for a promise here that I could give credibly, and which is not a hostage to fortune. If I promise you that on the day of your wedding, it will not rain, it's a lovely promise.
The Irish think it's good luck to rain on your wedding day.
There you go.
By the way.
There you go.
Yeah, that's, you are not in position to make that promise.
It's a wonderful sentiment. Yeah.
Wish it, though.
You can wish it, but you can't promise it. Yeah. So if we're being true to the language here, what can you promise to them? And by when? Then we have to be talking here about something which is possible. We're in the realm of the possible here,
yes.
Not the aspirational.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're really asking for trouble.
If John were here, I would invoke integrity and how central and essential that is to making and fulfilling a promise. Great leaders, Jonathan, highest performing, the most significant, the most effective, generate and fulfill commitments impeccably. So identifying the commitments to make and the level of commitment, and issuing, declaring, asserting those commitments through your language, the commitments that surface through words but are made credible through actions, are really important. So you may not always have a promise you can make, not in every instance, but in sparking this for them, a promise could be invaluable because it will, right out of the gate, convey the strength of your commitment to your vision and to those you're inviting to contribute to realizing it.
So if we're looking at something that's, you know, what's possible and not hostage to fortune.
Hostage to fortune. Wow.
Yes, the necessary recognition that there are some things we simply, well, many, many things that we cannot control, yeah, and certainly not predict. Then my next idea is that as we move forward, the vision will move forward, gain momentum, increase its own energy, and so we've talked about how the collective itself will generate energy and start to generate its own energy. So the vision will grow in strength. It won't change shape, but it will grow in strength. It will gather momentum, gather speed. It will gather new supporters within the collective, so the collective will grow in number. So all of that speaks to a certain idea of progress. Okay, and we touched on that in the previous conversation as Base Camp One, as a symbol of real progress, and where we would pause and celebrate that. At the same time, what's happening? We're in the real world. We're in the world. So as the vision grows and moves forward, we will want to have an impact. The idea of the vision is that it changes the world. It changes the status quo. It breaks with the status quo. It creates something new. So we're in the world. We're having an impact on the world. I don't think the answer to this question, for all sorts of reasons, is that we have changed the world by a particular date. But there's something here. There's something that sits between the progress of the vision, so the vision's own growth, and we've just been saying we care for the vision, we nurture the vision, because it's not a static thing. It's not set in stone. It's not just a set.
You can't turn up the thermometer on it.
It's not just a sequence of words. It's not. Yeah. It's not just ideas. So we embody it, and the collective, ultimately embodies the vision, and in some way, not completely, but in some way, becomes yeah, the vision. Yeah. We're back to my words becoming your words. Okay, so we have that. So that's a certain idea of progress, the growth of the vision, the progression, the momentum behind the vision. But then there's the world and the impact on the world. So then so this word is impact. So there's progress and impact. So I'm sensing that this idea, that the promise that is possible, and which might have a time limit on it, is somewhere between, or some combination, some meeting point of progress within the vision, around the vision, the functioning of the collective, its own growth, its own sense of progress, base camp one, whatever that is. But also we have to now start, at some point, talking about the impact right. of the vision on the world
yeah.
because we're in the world. So I'm asking myself here, I'm wondering, is there a promise here to be made about a first form of impact on the world?
Excellent.
Yeah.
I promise you that we will get to this point, date. I yep. promise you that together we will get to this point and we will have changed something in the world that will give us all the strength and the courage to continue. I'm ad-libbing here.
Yeah. You just did a Ted Sorensen JFK declaration. We're going to put a man on the moon and we're going to bring him safely back to Earth and we're going to do it before this decade is out. So you've said, I promise you we will get to this point and we'll have changed something in the world and we'll give us the speed,
the strength.
Thank you. I didn't finish
and
that
And the courage thought. To continue.
There you go. Strength and courage to continue.
So in spite of all of that, there's a certain modesty here. It's saying the progress within our collective, the forward momentum of our vision through the collective, our work together will bring progress. And through that progress together, we will bring change. We will make change. We will change the world. But we're not saying, and then we're done.
No. Wow. Do I hear leadership when you declare that, Jonathan? That is a powerful declaration. It is a promise in the form of a declaration. And remember, we spoke about every vision is a declaration. Not every declaration is a vision. This is a declaration that is actually interesting. You've now joined two speech acts by putting your declaration together with a promise.
Right.
And in a way, as you do that, you could possibly see you're putting a metaphorical stake in the ground. We're planting it here on terra firma. This is terra firma.
Yes.
In the light of this abstract vision.
Exactly. Exactly. We're back to the word you used was granularity. We're back to having to ground the vision. We needed to ground the vision because we started with ideas, concepts. We're looking upwards towards the sky for inspiration, for hope.
Yeah.
And we have those words, but then we need to bring them down. You know, Amplify was about bringing the words down, grounding them, so that people could feel them, feel what they meant to them, put their arms around them, take responsibility, take ownership, and then contribute and give service. So we're sort of back to this again.
Thank you for that beautiful summary of the work. Put their arms around them and ground them, and yeah. That's exactly where you're at now, isn't it?
And as we're in the world,
yeah.
seeking to change the world and make it better, we still need granularity in the sense that, and it's part of reassurance, the leader giving reassurance that when we have done this together, by the time we have done this together, you know, brackets, subtext, early days still.
Yes, yeah. Yep. Qualifying, aren't you? Yeah.
But by the time we get to this and we've done this, we will have changed the world. We will not be satisfied. We will not stop. We will not rest.
Yeah.
We'll pause.
We're not done.
We were not done.
Yeah.
But I promise to you that we will have changed the world.
And together. That you don't have to define how yet. But if you think of it in the context of change, you're already at a stage where you're out speaking about what could be. And in that context, and let alone forming the collective, to help realize it. But in the speaking of it, again, they haven't heard it yet. They don't know of the possibility. So now you're speaking about it. What you're doing is building awareness of it. And that's already a disruptor. You're invoking their imagination, their conviction, their beliefs. You're shattering the immobility that has kept them from even contemplating the possibility that it could be better than this. Because what is has been completely normalized. And also, what can one person do about it? So even though you can't promise beyond what you've just said yet, that is such a powerful promise in and of itself. I promise you, we will get to this point, whatever that point may be at that moment in time, and have changed something in the world, and it will give us the strength and courage to continue. Excellent. Do you want to add anything more?
No, I'm
good.
Well done,
Jonathan.
I'm gonna pitch my tent there.
Yes, I think that's a good place to pitch that tent on what, a new base camp?
Yes, yeah. No, absolutely. And in a very English way, time to break for lunch.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah. He did it. He made a promise, and that's quite a promise. I promise you that together we will get to this point and we will have changed something in the world that will give us all the strength and the courage to continue. Change can have many different measures. One can speak of it in terms of weight, that it's heavy lifting, and it is. Or in terms of magnitude, its importance, its significance, or my favorite, of course, its meaningfulness, or in terms of its scale, which is what Jonathan does. He uses that climbing a mountain metaphor often. And in this episode, his promise is explicit. It's that they will have changed something in the world upon reaching the first base camp together. Having scaled that distance up the mountain, though, I wonder, will his vision look different from there? The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned. If listening to this Illumify Game Changer podcast is of value to you, please like it on this platform and share it with those who could ignite meaningful change. It's here, as am I, to be of service. I'm Marianne Gobet. Thank you for accompanying us on the leader's journey. To fully experience the passage to igniting meaningful change, subscribe to the Illumify Game Changer podcast. To learn more about the Illumify Game Changer and how to embark on your own leader's journey, please visit Illumify's website at illumifyinstitute.com. You matter. Step up. Speak up. Together, let's ignite meaningful change.